I used to be a journalist, but after a while, I got tired of the truth. Oh, the truth is fine for newspapers and court trials, or when you're having a fight with your husband who's been cheating on you. In my writing life, though, I find I care less and less about the truth. I'm far more intrigued by what might have happened, could have happened, should have happened, than by what really happened. How did it feel? That's what counts. My sister Margie isn't buying it. You call this a memoir? She says of my book. Her words are a challenge. Each sentence that follows is a dart to my heart, a spitball in my face, a noogie in my back. That's not the way it was at all, she says. I never had poor grades in math. Dad never sold encyclopedias, and you never wore orthopedic shoes. And then my forehead gets all wrinkly, and I say, how odd. That's the way I remember it. I mention this because I'm going to tell you a story about what it felt like being 13 years old many years ago. I'm doing this for Lily, my granddaughter. I thought it would be fun for her to compare notes with my adolescent self. But it's for me too, of course, and my sister Marge, even if she does think it's a bunch of baloney. And I'm doing it for my friends back then, for Becky, Judy, and Elaine, whose lives were shaped by that enchanted age. I'm doing it for all of us who survived those times, were touched by them, who still know the lyrics to Be My Baby by heart and will sing them at the top of our lungs, out of tune even, anywhere, and not care who hears. But beware. This book opens with the words, One Fine Day. When I looked it up on the internet the other night, I discovered that on the day my story began, it was really cold, cloudy, and drizzly. So arrest me.